Sanford attorney and National Guardsman Adam Cody says he is running for governor next year. Steve Missler has the details.
Cody hopes an economic-focused message, a decorated military career, and his outsider status will appear to Democratic primary voters, and eventually general election ones. He also hopes his candidacy will re-energize a main Democratic Party that has not fared well in recent statewide elections. Democrats have suffered big losses in areas hit hard by mill closures, while also losing ground in typical Democratic strongholds.
But the real focus that I'm going to make in my campaign, I think, transcends party politics, and it focuses on people's lives, because at the end of the day, that's why I'm running. It's about service. It's about a sense of giving back.
Cody has worked in renewable energy between multiple deployments on combat tours in Iraq, Afghanistan, and Bosnia during 20 years serving in the Maine National Guard. He was awarded the Bronze Star for his service in Afghanistan. At age 44, Cody has been out of Maine politics for nearly a decade. But in 2008, he vaulted from relative obscurity to an impressive second-place finish in the six-way Democratic primary for the 1st Congressional District. That seat now belongs to Congresswoman Shelley Pingree, who has held it ever since fending off Cody 9 years ago. At the time, Cody used his business and military experience to court voters disillusioned by the war in Iraq and a tanking economy. It's unclear how Cody's moderate bona fides will resonate with Democratic primary voters this time. The Democratic field is expected to be a crowded one, with candidates vying for the support of activists already engaged in the resistance to President Donald Trump. But Cody is already emphasizing issues typically at the forefront for all Maine voters, jobs and the economy. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Steve Missler.